test the base. Tzitzit shal pishtim or shal tzemer rechelim. So the tzitzits are made out of linen, or the tzitzits are made out of wool. Again, the tzemer rechelim as opposed to tzemer gemalim, the tzemer anolvim, etc. So parchim b'chol minei begodet. So they work in any baggage. The Mishabur brought Rav Shita that all begodim are chai, what the Ramah said. And in Rav, we differentiate on the Raisa level that the tzitzit have to be made out of tzemer pishtim, and they work in all begodim. And other minim only work if they're in their own material. So if you put silk tzitzis in a silk bag, it'll work. You put silk tzitzis in a wool bag, it won't work. So that's referring to on Rav on a deraisa level. But the Shulchan Aruch himself said that the only ones who derive the rice are tzemer pishtim. Everything else is only derabonon. So now he's telling me that on a derabonon level, We're gonna parallel the rabbanon level. We're gonna parallel the din of Rav on the raisa will work for the Tanur Shmuel on the rabbanon level. So that means that tzemer pishtim will work in any baggit, and the chutz shall pishtim the tzemer or the shasem of the pishtim. We can't do a klayim. So practically on the raisa level, this halacha is irrelevant because you can't use tzemer for pishtim. You can't use pishtim for tzemer. Nothing else is chayiv the raisa according to the Shulchan Aruch. But it is relevant for other begotten. This one is the lekat chelus. Okay. But if you want to put it mitar bonah, you want to put it in a linen garment, or you want to put it in a silk garment, you want to put it in a canvas garment, or whatever the garment might be. You want to put these minim samur pishtim, that would work. However, some say we don't make tzitzis out of linen in general, because we don't want people mistakenly to put tzitzis of pishtim into a bag of tzemer. That's not going to work, Bisman is it. So therefore, we just refrain from using tzitzis of pishtim b'chalap.
Well, I don't understand. You can put linen tzitzis and woolen garments and wool tzitzis.
Only when there's tchelis.
Only when this fails?
Yeah. So the Mishabur shall tzemer, Vav. The Baal Kosa Kimin Yesh Poiskin, the Mechirim Bezeh, shall last as Vilu Tzitzah shall tzemer, the Sharminim, Kimin Shenim Minim, come a word, but Beis Yosef. There is, we'll take this a step weiter, and it says, some say that this halacha of tzemer, in Tanu Dei Rishmo, according to Rav, that's prepared to the Gemara, that you can use tzemer in any garment. The shaila was in the Rebbe Shmuel Shita, which holds only which is a chayv the rice of tzemer pishtim. So he doesn't have this drasha of making tzitzis out of tzemer pishtim. Then we have, and the Mor says he doesn't make the drasha because that's clearly the Mor. The current Rebbe Shmuel, you could put pishtim and tzemer, and tzemer and pishtim. It's lav dafka that it has to be the same min. So this drasha minikanov is not said b'chlal. So is that true now at the Drabonon level, when we're chayv the other begotten mitar abonon, do we say you can use the tzitzis of pishtim or not? So the Beis Yosef will bring the sheet and says that you may not. You have to use the same min, and you can't use
what's only chayv the Drabonon, not mitaraisa, tzitzis and garments aren't well or linen?
According to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, only baruch rakal tal semer, but tzitzis semer. So the correct thing to make a bruch is only on the bag, if the bag of the semer and the tzitzis of semer. Then you're good like everybody. About oil nagamlas and tzitzis shall semer l'sharminim. We have other garments. We still make the tzitzis out of semer. We do that. Say well, your rabbi gam can cause a sheish l'hakam. Is that hold? You can do like that. But chen mashma. Sefer Maaserav, the Maaserav is from the Vilna Gaon, they listed his different anhagas that he did, but that's what he did.
Not flax?
No, I was just saying that you can use semer in other garments as opposed to not using semer in other garments. Can I use semer tzitzis in a cotton garment? That's the question that you're dealing with.
You're saying semer, semer garment, woolen garment, what about linen?
Well, that's the other issue over here. Bisman is that he says you can't put Pishtim into Tzemer, Tzemer into Pishtim. When there was tchelis, they put the four strings, shnei chutei lobim and shnei chutei tchelis. There was two strings which are white, two strings which had been dyed with tchelis, with tzemer tzavua b'dam chilazin. That was the fullness of tzitzis in the Torah. See, tira lon v'tarel hatul shnayim shalobim beim tzemer umi pishtim. So, even though it's a pishtin garment, you would put these tzitzis which are tzemer. And once you're doing that, you can put your strings of either tzemer or of pishtin.
Mm-hmm. What, the loven ones, the white ones?
Well, yeshar mishnah zocher remo basif alav l'chomini migadim chayavim midaraisa. This is where the Mishmur says like this. Now, the Gemara says clearly this halacha that you can use klaim and tzitzis has a requirement that you have no other option. But let's say a person stranded on a desert island, and all he has is, right, he's behind the mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem, so he wants to put make tzitzis. He has a garment, the only tzitzis available, it's a woolen garment, the only tzitzis available are pishtin tzitzis. So then he can put tzitzis of pishtin, or vice versa. But if you have tzitzis of tzemer available for a tzemer garment, and you have tzitzis of pishtin available for a tzemer garment, you have to use the tzitzis of tzemer, because why should you do klaim? You don't need them. But what he said, now, even in a situation where you have no other option, still the heter of klaim is predicated on the fact that you're doing the mitzvah properly.
Tchelis?
So that requires the tchelis. But since we don't have tchelis, if I don't have another option, but since I'm not doing the mitzvah totally the way it's supposed to do, then I cannot do klaim.
Where do we get the idea that lachatchila, even with when we have tchelis, one should do tzemer b'tzemer?
The Gemara says that Gemara applies Rish Lakish's rule. The Din of Esed Dachalosa says it only applies if it's eifsha l'kayim shneim. In the case of Tzemer L'Kayim Shneim, then that's not Dorech Alus HaSeh. So we hear that Esi of Tzitzis is Dorech Alus HaSeh Klayim, but Tzemer L'Kayim Shneim, not be over the Lav and still do the Mitzvah, then you have to do that. Philip B'Shar Minim comes along the Ramah, and says some people have a minig not to use Pishtim at all, even another garment. So Philip B'Shar Minim, Atam, the Yesh Tzemer Shenir Ke'en Meshi, there is wool which looks very silk-like. So you might have a garment made out of wool. It looks like it's made out of silk. You'll end up putting in pishtin tzitzis, because you're allowed to put pishtin tzitzis in a silk garment. But this garment really isn't silk. Really, it's wool. Shavur lahatabai tzitzis al pishtin, shishbushu shemeshi, viyaklai. So that's the reason which the Magen Avraham gives.
What?
We're afraid you're going to make a mistake and confuse them. If he's there.
What, put linen tzitzis instead of silk tzitzis?
No. You put linen. We're saying you can put linen tzitzis in silk garments. Sometimes you'll think a garment is silk and really it's wool. So therefore, don't put linen tzitzis in a silk garments, because you will not make the mistake and put it into wool garments.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah, the fees are minim meshi yesh lahatir. So that's the whole concern. So then, if this is only a issue of a mistake between silk and wool, okay. But yesh tamim acherim. There are other explanations. Like Rabbi Yosef Bachotaz, the Rebbe yesh hachmer gam b'shar minim. According to their explanations, it applies across the board to other types of materials also. Therefore, even though we have a minhag not to do it, you can be samech on the Magen Avraham that it only applies in a very specific issue of linen in silk. But in other materials, it's not a problem. In case that you need to do that. He also allowed sitzes, a pishtin, and other types of garments. So, so we're not the even the remorse. That's the minig. That's the limit. There's limitations to the minig. Okay, sitzes gimel sif gimel sitzes shalom shar minim ain perjim el b'minon. So this is the flip side of that halacha. The sitzes of other minim only work in their same material. Could go in meshi. You could put silk sitzes the beged meshi to sitz to a garment made out of silk. Tamer gefen katan to katan. Avos shalom b'minim ain perjim. But you cannot use katan sitzes in a silk garment or vice versa. Tests shall shark. Didn't that koi beinam and domer sharmin and deraisa or derabonan? This was true both in Ravan at the deraisa level and in Rabbi Shmuel at the derabonan level. So according to Machaber, it'll be negayed derabonan. According to the Ramon, it'll be negayed deraisa. That other types of sitzes only work in their garments. Elabiminum, their material. Now,
what's Rav and what's Rabbi
Yishmael? That was Mr. Bird that brought down on Thursday with Mr. Bird, the two opinions in the Borom Yavomas, whether it's a key of the rice and other garments. So now, what do you do if the garments has different types of materials being used for the shasi and the ori, the eriv? The way you remember what the shasi is, if you look in your loom, the eben shasi is the foundation stone. So the foundation is the shasi. So the threads which are on the loom to start with are called the shasi, and then you mix in your ma'arev, the taruvis of the other ones. You put the other ones through. That's why they're called eriv. So that's why they're called shasi and eriv. So if the shasi was made out of one type and the eriv was made out of a different type, so pasha de'in the talizet kana elish mitzemer the sister shall semer to part of b'chol begadim. So what's your eight? So you can't put one type because this garment is equally of two types. So you can't use, if it's silk and cotton, you can't put silk sitzes, you can't put cotton sitzes. You can put wool sitzes because wool works on any garment. Or you can use or even though we've said our minig is not to use sitzes of pishtim, in the case you wouldn't have anything else available, you'd be summoned to do that. So Mokum Atchak, we would use, in that type of garment, we could use linen sitzes.
I think I saw, I can't remember where it was, in one of them, I said, Yishu, that if only the shasi and the erev are from two different types, so you really don't have a beged of period of one type. It's not even a question of majority, because beged means both. So you don't really have a beged of either.
The Shabur discussed it before. Right. If you hold that Midaraisa, it's only Chayav or Tzemer Pishtim, and the Arab is Sharminim or Ipcha, and Chayav Ladeh Zur Rak Midarabon, and I feel him Ruba Mitzemer Pishtim, the Shiba Arab Lechud Lomachashabeg. That was Mishabur and then there's a cotton base.
Ah, good.
But for this issue, whether it's a deraisa or derabanan, you have to use the same min. That's going to be theoretically roiv might be, but might work. But I'm not sure who would.
According to the opinion, that you have to use the same min.
Correct. Well, I already hold that. But sharminim, you have to use that min. You can't use anything else. Everybody holds them. Kagan Meshi. So he gave an example where if the garment made out of Meshi, you can only make sitzes of Meshi. You can't make sitzes from a different type of a material, from the Tzemer Gefen. Called the Dafki and Meshi, how you told me the shows of the same sitzes, the love of Hoki. Now, when you want to use Meshi to make it for sitzes, it has to be prepared for tzitzis purposes. Like we'll see later on, there's a halacha that you have to make the thread to be used for tzitzis. We're not talking about just getting some silk. Normally, that was a very uncommon thing. Mishnah Berurah saying that we didn't mean taking silk thread off the shelf and using it. We meant had you made it for that purpose. Tovi means to be. That's the spinning process when you take the fibers and you make them into a thread. And shazer is when you then take it and you multiply it. You add a second ply to it. That's where the word multiply came from, I think. So you have, because we don't use one fiber. Usually you have multiple fibers in it. So that's called being shazer. The Begad Mashiach, Afilo imitatav hayitavar b'tzemer evipishtim amenacher. I'm not sure exactly what he's picturing. There was some wool or pishtun lining, something of that sort, but the ikar of the beged is the outside beged, etc. Come on, simen yud, the rumps of cotton hay. So there the issue was a beged of leather is not chayav and tzitzis. So what would it be if you have a beged of leather and it has some type of a lining of a cloth lining, which would be chayim. So he says, well, you go bust the ikra beged, which is leather. So he's going to apply that same idea over here. So this is over here. It's either way, it's chayim, but the shadows, what type of tzitzis would you use? You wouldn't say, well, since there's semer lining, you can use or pishtun lining, or a cotton lining, you can use cotton. You say you have the ikra of the beged is silk, and you can use silk. You have to use silk or semer. But Shlomo Minin, the end part, they don't work. Now, Misha Pert himself repeats himself. The Tzitzit Halash has to see who miminoi va'orav who mitzemer or the hepech. You have to use tzitzit shel tzemer davka. You have to use tzitzit of tzemer. Other materials, and some of the shasi or the erev was tzemer. So it's a silk garment for the vast majority of it. So even if you take that part out, it would probably still stand. So some say that you don't say it's bolted to the bag; it's a part of the bag of the tzemer. So and you can't use silk in a tzemer bag. We don't put other minim at all. That'll be considered that's even though you want to make it out of silk and it's beautiful, etc. You think that it's more beautiful. The reality is a beged of only semer without being any questions at all. That's the true being misnor the fun of the mitzvahs. Tell shem word mitzemer gefen upishtim. It's cotton and linen. And it tells Utsakana, Imlobish Asatkak, Yasim, Sitsa Shopishtin, Khanabasif, Subsakan, Ches. So, what are you going to put? You can't put in Semer because it's client. You can't put in Semer Gafin because partially it's Pishtin. That's what's in Pishtin because we're making nothing to use Pishtin. So, what's Tutman? So, the only Ace, but that's the Shasatkak, that's what you would use. So, what's the Shasatkak?
What's Semer Gafin?
Katar. So Shasat Chak over here means, I mean, I don't think he's talking about being kind of mitzvah of tzitzis. He's talking about this. You need to wear the garment, so you need to wear the garment. So you put in tzitzis of pishtun. Otherwise, it's just don't see what wear talus.
You can't put cotton tzitzis in a linen garment.
No. What?
Only linen or woolen?
Only linen or woolen. Yes, Sharma said, Dalim, Hitl Tzitzel Talish Shoshar Minim, Ksas Mitzitzios Miminor, Ksas Mitzemer Pishtim. Yes, he's topic, boy. So the guy says, listen, you can silk garment, you're allowed to put silk. A silk garment, you're allowed to put, wool. So he puts two of a silk and two of wool. So that's his masubik about. Okay, so what's the issue? The Mishnah Berurah Yudalad. Yesh istabik ki ein kan min kanof. Gamdil tasil cha mehem en lagamri. So we have two drushes. We have one drusha we said that tzitzis are kanof, chazal darshan, the tzitzis have to be of the same material as the kanof. So you're not doing that. You're doing this other things. So he said, well, yeah, but I have a different pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lo siba shani tzemer pishtim yachdov gedilim tassel l'chol." So Chazal darshan tzemer pishtim yachdov gedilim tassel l'chol. Make your gedilim out of tzemer pishtim. I'm not doing that either. So what am I doing? A little bit of both. So that's question. V'ayin bar tzuchayim. However, if you look at the bar tzuchayim, he says the following. That's talking about. Let's say you have one corner is wool, and one corner is silk. The garment is silk again, and you have one corner which is wool, one corner which is silk. What about if in the same corner, I'm versed in Chaim Shikasa, the Moise Shnei Chutim Miminoi, with Shnei Chutim Mitzemer Shabradomi. But if in the same corner, you put partially at the min and partially wool, that's going to work. He says, Ayn Shom Milsa B'Taim. I'll take a look over there, I'll tell you the reason why it is. What?
Wool and the linen are intertwined into one string.
Not linen. Here's the case of minhag. Let's say silk. That's the one tzitzis. You have one tzitzis. You have four tzitzis made out of four strings. He's making one tzitzis out of four strings. Two of the strings are wool, and two of the strings are silk. So he says that's okay. Because it's possibly that once upon a time, let's go back to Rabba's din. Rabba's din says you can use mina kanof, but they had a mitzvah tchelis, right? So it was mana that they had tchelis, and you had a silk garment. And Rabba says you can make tzitzis out of silk. How many tzitzis were made out of silk? Only the other two. The other two were made out of wool. Tchelis. So it's clear from the din of tchelis that having two out of, once Rabba said you can make it out of its own min, it meant two of its own min and two out of wool. So that's what you're doing, two out of its own min and two out of wool. You see that works? To say that's only because it was tchelis and not, it's not tchelis, that's not mistar. Okay. Hey, yesh oimrim the tzorak lasus hatzitzis mitzeva hatalis.
What tchelis and what not tchelis?
Did you follow the logic I was just saying?
No.
You see from Bisman they have tchelis that a tzitzis of a corner that two of the tzitzis were let's say silk in a silk garment and two were wool being tchelis works. Because that's what they did. Rabbi says you can make minikanof. What do you mean minikanof? It means you still have to put tchelis in. It means you put two out of wool, which tchelis has to be wool. You put two of its own min. So that was called how you put tzitzis of minikanof. So now there's no tchelis anymore. So now we say no. It has to be all silk or all wool. Why? You see that it worked then. It can be half and half. So why should that change? That should only be a lacha because the tchelis is not mistaber. Okay. Okay, so the Mechaber brings, some said that the you should make the tzitzis the same color as the talus. But Medatakim Noegin came. Mr. Burr will bring a few reasons. One of them is this Minakanov idea. I mean, understanding the Minakanov also tells me that it should be the same color. Hagob Ashkenazim Ein Noegin Lassu Tzitzis Rak Levonim Afa Begotim Sevuyim Reilin Shamas. So it means they theoretically, if you had, this guy had this it wasn't a talus, so it was a talus, it was a garment. He had a nice big square thing which he wrapped himself up in, and it was its color was pink, right? So he has six sits, it's out of pink. Pink sits, is according to the Machaber. Rabbi says, no, our minhag is only make white. Mr. Burr says, only seven talus, Mr. Shum says, Kelevon Veyu. It looks nicer when it's the same color. Aviesh Beforshim, Mr. Shum, the Vinan Bezeh. Mimin Kanof. That Mimin Kanof defines to me not only the same type of material, but the same color. That's a second reason. Okay. We put white even into colored garments. The best eitz is the same way we make our tzitzis lavan and we don't dye them. So make a garment out of white and don't dye that either. And this way, you'll get around all the problems. So the pasuk in Daniel says he had a mara of a kodesh baruch hu. He was wearing a white garment. It was lebushay kitzlas chivur. The tlag chivur. The tlag is like white snow. Mashish swas a beggar kein tchelis. The fact that the corner was a different color, that's not problematic. The main thing is the ikar of the bag. Okay.
Mean the bag is made out of.
Let's see one more sif over here. Yesh armim, she'en lasis talus shel pishtin. We shouldn't make the garments out of pishtin. So there's a mandam in the Gemara like that. The question is, do we pass them like that?
Curve the bag. It's mean the bag. It's made.
Yeah. That'll be she'ein alocha kain. Even though we don't pass them like that, that mandam in the Gemara. His name is Beis Shammai. So we don't pass them like that. Yereisham yetsi es kulam v'oisa talos shel tzemer rechel. So the Maisa says there is a shit that we pass them like that. So therefore, we should be machmer to make it out of wool. Shulchai b'tzitzis min a terribly picked book. So this is a great eitzah. We're not going to do pishtan. So only your left. You want to do bari deraisa is wool. So we make our baguette out of wool.
What did Beis Shammai say? What did Beis Hillel?
Not to wear a baguette of made out of pishtan.
Beis Shammai.
Miu im iev shel rak b'talos shel pishtan. If the only thing you have available is a talus of pishtan. Mutam shi'as a talus of pishtan, mitzitzias of pishtan, mishi'as balta mitzitzitzis. It's better to talk, use that than not do anything at all.
Why did Beis Shammai say you shouldn't wear a linen garment? Shouldn't wear a linen
garment? Let's see. Doesn't mishi'as bring your zayim, so pishtan. Why? So you can't make a talus of pishtan. The gosuchas al chazam made a gzeirim. Mishim da'oziyim mukhrach lasis by tzitzis of pishtan. So if you're making a bag out of pishtan, so you have to make tzitzis of pishtan. You can't use other minim in pishtan. You can't use wool in pishtan. So only you
can't.
Because you can't do klayim without tchelis.
Because of it not being tchelis.
So you have to make tzitzis of pishtan. So Elamai, what the Bezmachal? They had tchelis. So what's the problem? You'll make tzitzis of tchelis like you're supposed to. Okay. So what's the problem? The problem is if you're wearing in a time when the mitzvah doesn't apply, you're not doing the say. You're only being over the loisa say. So at night time, when they were asleep, when there was no longer a mitzvah tzitzis at night time. So they would wear that, use that as a covering for themselves. That would be problematic. You ended up being over the sort of klein. Now that's bisman chazal where they had tchelis. V'after bisman ain lanu tchelis. So do we have nothing to worry about? Why would the person end up doing that?
There are people who hold that there is. So it's yep. Becoming more prevalent.
Okay, but they're saying, but you know. Time is Shabbat, they assume that they don't know what Tchelis is. So this sheet holds that the Gzera still is in effect. Once they made the Gzera, they made the Gzera. However, many places disagree with that and say that the Gzera is only relevant as much as there is a Chashash. The issue wasn't the pishtan. The issue was don't put tchelis in because you're afraid you're going to end up sleeping at night within a night time. So that was the gzera. Don't put in chutim of tzemer for tchelis. So it's irrelevant nowadays. We don't have tchelis. Obviously, we're not going to do that. Because more by God, me yevsher ben yinach yeshes mecholim.
Woolen tzitzis in the linen.
No, it says you'll put pishtun tzitzis in the pishtun garment. You're not putting any tchelis in, so you're not putting any woolen. And nighttime, you use it as a covering, so you use it as a covering in a bag which has tzitzis, has the proper tzitzis, and it has pishtun tzitzis. Zatim Rishabur Yechaz Talashal Pishtun Koshkin the Mutalas Talashal Shar Minim Mitzitzal Pishtun Kishen Lutzitzal Achirim Kreshli Yisbatal Mitzitz. He said, if we don't have anything else, we'll do as much as we can. So obviously, making a bag of other another material, which is Bechal, an issue of climb, is even better. Mitzitzal Pishtun, you can put a Mitzitzal Pishtun. Yechalis Bechal Mitzitzal Gam Linyan Bracha. We can assume this so far, even to make a Bracha.
Another tenant, but not the flower, the shepherd, not Pishta.
Sorry, what?
You mean another garment that's not the flower, an issue of Kliam, not Pishta?
You make maybe Sharminim. You want to put sits of Pishta into that garment. So we don't say this. You put in sits of Pishta in another garment. Like, what are you worried about? Keshis Batla Mitzvah.
Not
Samer. Correct. Pishtun, you call this one a material gambling in Brocha, Pasha, in Yesha tells God, Shal Samer, Yvorka Love, Chaim Lifter, S. Z. Okay, so he says, you know, if, in case we don't think of Brocha on this garment, be better in the case where it's a Talish Shal Pishtun and Sitzah Shal Pishtun, so that's still questionable, but Lamai says, better make the Brocha on something else.
So what was the sheet of Beis Shammai?
He makes it Xer Shammai is casted by the Mishnah Berurah mentioned.
Oh, so that this is. But wait a minute, if we don't.
Am I saying it wrong? No, so I'm saying it wrong. I'm almost remembering the more wrong then. Maybe that's it. Beis Shammai is Matar, maybe? Beis Shammai is Matar? Maybe that's correct. Okay. Among the Ram Kosta, the nearly the Yasel by Kanofishal or Riata by Tzitzis Semer, a friend of Mefakwa Kim is that. So he came up with this idea. So what was the problem? The problem was the Pishtun, the Talos was Talosal Pishtun. So he says, so if you make the corners out of leather, and then you add wool Tzitzis into that, he holds that that's not considered a problem of climb. So, however, the Chronim, the Yav and the other person raise a question whether that solves the problem of client.
What's the garment made out of?
The garment's another pishtun. You make the corners out of leather, and then you put the wool sitzes into your leather corners on your linen garment.
Does it avoid the problem of client? Is that the question?
That's the question, yeah. Okay, let's hold it here.
Is there a big discussion in the Gemara about that, whether client